called himself the Abbey of Abaddon. He was a Christian, but he didn't go to, I don't think he went to church much. But he had a spirituality that was connected to God through nature and birds. And he created a sanctuary for the birds of prey, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I am now in the process of writing that book that I promised 50-odd years ago, and doing research at Queen's once a week at the archives where all his papers are. So he was the most important early influence because he was a poet, he was a writer, he was somebody. When I visited him and I spent time in his study, I wanted to have a life like he did. He was opinionated. He told the truth. He said it like he, you know, it should be said. He would write letters to me and encourage me. He taught me how to go back over something when I'd write a poem and it would be full of emotion, then he'd say, well, leave it alone and go back to it the next day. And I watched him actually in the middle of the night when I was visiting and staying with him and his wife at their home in Kingston, just outside of Kingston. And I watched the emotion pour out of him when he was writing a poem one night. I got up and I heard the noise and I got up. And after he had poured his whole heart and his soul into this particular poem, you could see that he was spent. And so he would go and have a little drop of rum or whatever was in it, a little bottle in the corner of his study, and that would help him to go back to sleep. That was the number one, I guess, person who influenced me, not so much even by his writing, but his way of life as a writer.